city. Without this city of rock and roll. You think I don't know that we're live yet, but I do know that. That's just how I fill my time. Chris Summers, last week, before our friendly banter, said, gosh, you were doing a lot of singing by yourself on Thursday. And I was like, yeah, well, that's when you know that we've reached a point where I've lost my mind a little bit, and I probably need to have more people on to fill the time, because when I start the singing, when I fill my own time with my own humming, we have a problem. It's not a problem. It's just like how I fill my awkward silences. How's everybody doing? Happy Thanksgiving week. I said this yesterday a couple times. I said it once again today. It'll still be the last time I say it. I can't believe this time last week I was just returning from Spain. It feels like it's been a month since I returned from Spain, and it's been six bleeping days. Traveling is hard. But again, I think I did it to myself. I'm done talking about it, I promise, maybe. I'm doing fine, Kevin. Thank you for asking. $5 in the sports jar. See, here's the oxymoron to this, Brian. $5 in the sports jar for a moment of silence of the Vikings fan. Just going through it right now. The moment of silence would imply $0 because we wouldn't be saying anything about it now, would we? I don't know what's going on with that. Strange. I thought JJ's in the concussion protocol. Oh my gosh. I know. I'm sorry, Evan. I know. I'm behind on the pods. I want to apologize to everybody who listens to me on to us to No Breaks. The pod is having a TV timeout. Now we're cross media. We're having cross media issues. The pod is hard to edit. And the inception moment of this is going to be when I'm about to complain about this for the next 90 seconds. If you're listening to this on the pod eventually, you're going to be like, wow, she's complaining about editing this pod and I'm listening to it on the pod. The pod is sneaky hard to edit, and I'm going to tell you why. And unfortunately, when I tell this to you, I think what something's going to happen, which is I am going to make it sound more complicated than it needs to be, and that I'm probably doing something like an extra seven steps that I don't need to be doing. But frankly, I don't know any other way to do it, which is as follows. Ready for like a technical lesson? No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl. There's a YouTube video of this, right? Obviously, there's audio on the YouTube video. What I do is there's websites, like free websites, that you can take a YouTube video and turn it into an MP3, which is an audio file. Then I doctor the MP3 a little bit. That's a different website because, you know, there's sometimes like that dead time, which I've stopped doing at the beginning of the shows. There's like that dead time at the front, and at the back end, there's like some music that plays. So I like clip all that off and then save it again, and then I feel like I'm missing a step. I can't quite remember now. Then I post it to the podcast site, and then there's like the artwork, and then I like to give it a little like handmade description, but I might have to stop doing that because, again, your girl is one man banding it, and I'm behind. I'm really behind, and I'm not worried about offending myself. I'm worried about offending the people that are giving me their time and having them not get like onto proper platforms like Giselle, Jacko, and Chris. So I need to get back on it. I think I'm 2 weeks behind. Oh, that hurts my heart just saying it out loud. God, being a jerk about it. I'm going to fix it, I promise. We're getting back on the pod game. People like the pod. The feedback on the pod is tremendous. So sorry about that. Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody. If you're in the chat right now, could you please deliver me from evil? No. That was an intrusive thought, that one. What is your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? The week, the day after, what have you. What's your least favorite part? Unload in the chat, will you? Live. Live and in person. I'm excited about the week. I honestly, unfortunately for the people that are going to be a part of this answer, which is my parents and my sister, this week will probably be the most low-key Thanksgiving week that I have had in a long time. I think since before having kids, and I'm kind of here for it. So a little history on the Thanksgiving week for me previously. Unfortunately, this is going to imply that we're going to do a couple dollars in the sports jar, but you're just going to have to bear with me because my life involves sports most of the time. I Used to work at CBS. And when I was at CBS, it's kind of like the easiest time to start. Let's say my first football season at CBS was 2014. That's what it was. And I was working on a college football crew where I was doing sideline for Mountain West football, but on CBS Sports Network. But then occasionally we would make the jump and do the SEC B game of the week. So the second best game of the week for CBS. We didn't have those games all the time. So my crew would do it every once in a while. And every once in a while, I think it was 3 or 4 times a year, would be this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, I say this a lot to people getting into TV, like shout out to my family and my husband and even his family for being very understanding people in the journey of my career, at least, because I know there are for sure family dynamics out there that would hold like crazy judgment and pressure for like missing a holiday. I just know that exists. And like, I don't say that that's, I'm not saying that that's wrong or that, you know, I'm lesser because I don't live within that or that I'm judging you for that. I just know that that exists. So it doesn't exist in my family for whatever reason. It's like a do what you got to do mentality. And, you know, my whole family's in medicine. And I personally think it's like born from that. And then my husband's whole family, they just like moved away from family. They were just moving a lot and they moved away from family. And so they always kind of made their own holiday, their own like magical spirit around the holiday. So everyone, for as long as I can remember in the last 10 years, has been like very understanding and supportive of me not like being fully available on Thanksgiving. So in 2014, I was doing an SEC B game for CBS, and it was, does Arkansas play Missouri on Thanksgiving weekend? Somebody's going to have to come correct for this because it's whatever rivalry game Missouri plays in Thanksgiving week. It used to be played on a Friday. I don't know if that's changed, but it used to be played on a Friday. So I found myself in Columbia, Missouri on Thanksgiving Thursday, 2014, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. I just got to tell you, that was when I was on college football. I was obviously there for like meetings and, you know, CBS always so generous because they're kind of like in the business of broadcasting during holidays, specifically Thanksgiving, just because of the NFL. Like they, you know, got us a great meal, the whole crew, whatever. I remember I went to a Walmart in Columbia, Missouri. But on the Thursday it was open and like, I remember the Black Friday stuff was like shrink wrapped in the middle of the store. Like, don't shop this yet. It's not ready yet, but you can come in and like shop for your other stuff, your other canned goods that you need for Thanksgiving. Yes. Thank you. Missouri, Arkansas. So it was that game. So that was that. And like, I just remember leaving on Wednesday to go to Missouri and everyone in my family's like, yeah, we'll just like do Thanksgiving on Tuesday. It's all good. He was my boyfriend at the time. We weren't even engaged or anything. He was like, yeah, it's all good. Just gonna like, I actually think he was working now that I say it out loud. Anyways, it was just understood. You just gotta do what you gotta do. So I was doing a game. I was doing the day before a game. And then the next year I was on the NFL. I guess I was home for that. I guess. But I was always leaving the next day. You gotta get somewhere. It just always was very work travel related and just no one ever said anything otherwise. And then I went to NFL sideline, back to college football, and then that's the Iron Bowl. Gosh, that's great. Had a couple, I flew in on Thanksgiving. I started having kids and bless my in-laws, they always just kind of like, you know, my husband was happy because he got to go hang with his parents and bring our kids, our babies at the time. And then when I got on GMFB, it's like the show, that's one of our favorite shows is the morning of Thanksgiving. So it's just always been busy. And let's see here. I'm not going to remember my first GMFB. Maybe we hosted. And then it's just, we've always had around. This week, there's nobody around. It's just us. And I enjoy it this one specific year. The Spain trip, just kidding, $5 in the travel jar, kicked my ass. And I feel like I'm still recovering from that. My sister was supposed to be here, but you know, she told this story. Her mother-in-law like snapped her ankle in the middle of the street where they live, like right the day that we left after Halloween. She's recovering, still at their house. She couldn't come anymore because she's helping care for her. Her two kids couldn't come, which then my parents were going to come back for that because, you know, if your babies are around, your grandbabies, you got to be around them. I called my parents. I was like, don't come all the way back from Florida. You see us all the time. Come next week when the travel's more calm. And lo and behold, here we are. Like, it's just going to be a very low-key week, and I'm this is it. This is for the first time in 10 years. I got to work. I'm actually going to be doing GMFB from this here chair on Thursday and Friday. I actually have to ask them, like, do I have to put, like, a curtain over this? Or can I just get free advertising on NFL Network? I know they're going to make me cover it, but that was a sidebar joke. So we hit the easy button, non-judgmental easy button. No breaks with Jamie at all. I may have taken a bit of a break on the cooking. We just ordered our Thanksgiving. We did Whole Foods. It's just my husband and I. And, like, heaven help us, we don't know what our kids are going to eat. Every day kids are picky about different things. I'm not going to make them all these crazy things. And then they're like, can I just have plain green beans? And like, you're going to eat the green beans that I made you. So I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to be annoyed with them when they – I am going to make them just a couple plain things. And then we are going to enjoy the food and the meal that we ordered. I'm very excited about it. Plus, I got to watch the 3 games and be on GMFB Friday morning all bloated and sodium-faced and just, like, food hungover on Friday. And then I'm throwing a house party for the GMFB peeps. Watch the Bears-Eagles game on Friday. So it's going to be a great week. All right, let's see some responses. So I guess to answer it, I was buying you all time to write some of your favorite or least favorite things. I can't think of a least favorite thing. You know, it's my kids are off school all week. And to them, that's normal. They're in kindergarten and TK, so they just think whatever is whatever. The standard is the standard. But gosh, I used to have to go. I think I went all day Wednesday all the way through. And they used to call it Grandparents Day at the little private school that I went to, which was tough. You know, bringing your grandparent to a school and you're just like making sure they're like getting around okay. The elevator was never used more than it was that day. But I would say maybe my least favorite thing was I wanted more time off probably as a kid and I didn't get it. And now here we are. Kids are off all week. Like, they came home on Friday and I was like, you guys aren't going back to school for like 10 days. My oldest child was like, it's actually 9. And I was like, well, I didn't need to be corrected on that, but okay. Wait, sidebar. Let me tell you this story. No judgment on no breaks. My middle child recently, I picked him up from their after school program. And we're walking out. Now, my middle child is spicy as all spicy meatballs can get. That girl is going to run a company someday. And I kind of want to be her intern. She has a zest for life, that one. She turns around. Just a regular old day. And we're walking to the car. And she turns around and she goes, where's our friggin' car? And like, any parenting book you ever read, you're not supposed to overreact. Well, throw that into the light of match and throw that into the fireplace because that helped me none when that happened. And I was like, what did you just say? And she's like, dumbfounded. She like, it was just like, she immediately knew that she regretted that. So then I had to check myself because then you want information. Then I'm like, where did you hear that? Tell me everything. I'm like, the last thing somebody wants to do when someone's approaching you like that, it was really a poor parenting moment on my behalf. Is answer questions. She clammed up like faster than a clamshell. And I was like, okay, check myself. I was like, girl, it's okay. First of all, it's okay because she got upset. I was like, everyone's family is different. There's going to be other families that say words that we don't say in our family. And the trick is going to be that you're going to learn them. You're going to want to practice them, try them out on us. And I'm just here to let you know which word is okay and which ones are not. Saying where's our freaking car is not one of those words. So 4.5 years old, we're going to put that one in the back pocket for good. Where did I go wrong? So anyways, I digress, which I seem to always do. My kids are home all week. My oldest was like, yeah, we're going to be home 9 days. I don't know where that story came from. I just kept forgetting to tell you guys. Here we go. Let's see some of the responses because I am wondering who gave me some good juice on the Thanksgiving commentary. Obviously, the least favorite is clean up in the dishes. Oh, heard. Heard that. Abso-frickin-lutely. Because I'm allowed to say it as a grown-up, you know? Like, I'm allowed to decide. Like, no, now is the time that I can say that. I'm just not prepared for my 4.5-year-old to start using swear words. Why was that so jarring? All of my own, like, how I got parented came, like, rushing back to me as it pertains to swear words. And that's the funny part about parenting is, like, you get to pick and choose your own recipe as to how you're going to, like, imprint upon these kids. And I'm not, like, an identical parent to my mom. But as you get put into these scenarios, you do have this, like, rush of memory that comes back. It's just like, my gosh, like, it almost, the script almost came out of my mouth. And certainly we weren't allowed to swear, but I'm not gonna like, it's just the different re we I like use different reasons. So least favorite is clean up and dishes. I see that. See, I had a come to Jesus moment last week where it's just like I really, really hate cooking. Specifically chicken. I hate cooking chicken. I will order chicken in restaurants just because it is 10x more appealing than when I do it. I freak myself out cooking my own chicken. And last week I tried to do it again. It was disgusting again. I ruined it. I almost like burnt a pan to ruin again. I just don't like it. So frankly, Angela, while that is probably your least favorite, I would prefer if I don't have to cook, I will 100% sign up for the cleanup crew. Specifically, I will be the dishwasher. Someone else can be the dryer, and then somebody who lives there can help put away. But I would love to do a little sleeve roll up, get my hands in the soap, the hot soapy water, put a little elbow grease into it. If you're going to cook me my meal, if other people are going to cook and bring food to the meal, I will sign up for cleanup crew. Now, as a member of the cleanup crew, I would of course vote to maybe use a disposable plate. But even then, if we're going to eat on your fine china, I will once again sign up to hand wash those dishes for you if it meant that somebody else cooks, because I just don't want to do it. And you know what else that cleanup crew gets to do? Have your glass of red wine at the sink as you work. Okay? That's what I'm saying. So Angela heard on the least favorite is cleanup dishes. What I'm gonna guess, Angela, is that, and like my sister and I talk about this all the time. We probably will on Wednesday. The crazy people, aka our mom, are the people that did all the cooking and all the cleanup on the same day. How? Why? Wild. So I'm all about the cleanup crew and I'm all about signing up for that. Family food and football, obviously. Cooking this year for 20 people, gonna be an adventure. Oh my gosh. I wouldn't even know how to go about that. Obviously, all 20 people don't live with you, so why don't are we having people bring food? You must. Here's a question about a Thanksgiving potluck. Do you tell people what to bring? For example, let's say you have 20 people coming. Let's say that's five families. Four families. Let's just call it four families. Do you say like, "Hey, you family, bring two salads." Boom. "Hey, you family, bring a side, bring two sides, and have one be a potato, one be a vegetable." Hey, this family. Or do you ask them, like, what are you good at? And let, because what if they all bring salads? Then it's a mess. Because I think it would be manageable if you, like, if you as the host just did the turkey in the oven and then you specifically assigned. But how does one handle that socially? I would love to be told what to do, what to bring. And then, like, oh, hey, this person's great at making pies. Have them bring that. Or, like, I'm great at picking up a pie. Super excited. I ordered a pie. I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. Maybe I'll show it to you guys on Wednesday with Jocko. You know what? I think I will. Okay. Cooking for 20 people. Going to be an adventure. Absolutely. Did I say least or most? Either one. Either one. I'll take either. Thank you for answering the question. Staying home. So there's leftovers, obviously. Here's my big thing about Thanksgiving. Leftovers. I love a Thanksgiving leftover plate minus the turkey. However, we're going turkeyless this year. Buried the lead on our Thanksgiving decisions this year. I feel truly like the most empowered child of myself right now. We got beef Wellington. Pause. I'm still gonna eat the beef Wellington in sweatpants, but it feels really fancy. We got beef Wellington. We're just not turkey people. And guess what? What was I gonna say? Oh, the beef Wellington's gonna be delicious leftover. Turkey, not delicious leftover. Unless you literally use gravy like butter and like make it more. Don't hit me for using this word, moist. Then it's okay. But I'm just saying, we're doing a beef Thanksgiving, and I'm excited for it because the leftovers are going to be that much more delicious. Appetizer, drinks, and football. Family appetizer, drinks, and football. I'm assuming there's supposed to be commas in there, but I'm going to focus on the word appetizer. Sneaky, like, yes, with the appetizers. I could just base my whole day around appetizers. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. We. As a part of like our, we got to like pick an appetizer that went with like our whatever that we ordered from the Whole Foods. And I think we got this like mushroom goat cheese situation. Frankly, I think my husband would like turn his middle names into like mushroom goat cheese if he could. It was like right up his alley. It sounds delicious. I think I might do like, I think it'd be fun to have the kids help me make like deviled eggs just because they're kind of like squishy and you could put them in the bag and you like into the egg. I might make those on our own. That'd be kind of fun. But I love me an appetizer. Thank you. I do have an excellent support system. Thank you so much. You guys are writing very kind things in the chat. There's going to be a no breaks on Friday, but yeah, people are going to be at my house and it's going to be during a football game. I guess I could pop in here. Should I make GMFB Gina come do it with me again? She's going to be here. I don't know how I'm going to do no breaks on Friday. It's a great question. It's an editorial decision that I'm going to have to run it up the food chain with the executive producer, aka me. So we'll see. I think I might tape it because I'm going to be in this chair for GMFB on Friday. Maybe I'll just sit here and like knock an episode out and then post it. Or I guess I could just change the time and go on a little earlier on Friday. I mean, guys, the power is ours. You know what I mean? And if you're here live making this decision with me, then you get to help decide. So I could go live a little earlier. I'll kick that idea around. Okay. But I don't want to tell them I'm with child on Friday. What does that mean? I don't want to do that. Turkey mashed potato stuffing. I'm thrilled. Oh, so good. King's Hawaiian rolls for turkey sandwiches. Oh, so good. King's Hawaiian. I think that's like an LA-based company. I passed a King's Hawaiian building recently. Oh, I went to a couple weeks back when the Vikings were good. Not even. They were here to play the Chargers. I can do that because they're having a hard month. They were in LA to play the Chargers, and I went to that party at the beach the night before because I'm a party animal. And I essentially went farther north in LA than I've ever gone before, which is embarrassing because I've lived here for like 18 months, but it's true. And I saw a building with King's Hawaiian on the side. And I was like, I like those rolls. I wonder if that's their headquarters or something. Thank you. I don't know how I handle things sometimes too. Interesting. I hate cleaning dishes on a regular day, but after Thanksgiving cooking, it's a freaky nightmare. Again, I am not in agreement with that if I'm not the one who cooked. You just fed me. And all I'm doing is, like, my hands are getting well moisturized and hydrated. And mostly people are going to stand there with you and talk. And, like, it's kind of like you're a martyr. You know, like, you just ate. And people think it's, like, because, you know what? Everyone complaining on here about how hard it is to, or how much they don't like cleaning up dishes, it makes you feel like a martyr because they're like, oh, thank you so much for doing that. And I'm like, this is literally the easiest job. You just paid me. And I'm not like a lay on the couch after a meal person. If I'm going to be horizontal, it's going to be in my bed and it needs to be done privately. So if I'm going to like stay up and be social, then I will be standing at your sink or my sink doing that. And you just fed me. So I really don't have a problem doing this, but I guess we're establishing something that I like to do that not a lot of people like to do. You're right. At least you didn't use the other word. It's a good point, but still, it's kind of like the gateway word, isn't it? Favorite foods, stuffed mushrooms, mashed potatoes, cream spinach, jerky, pumpkin pie, hate the cleanup after, heard. Cream spinach. Jury's out for me on cream spinach. I think it's one of those things where, like, it has to be done right, like really right. You know, I guess I think I do like cream spinach because I assume in no uncertain terms that a cream spinach is exactly like if you're at like a BJ's type restaurant and you get like the chip and it's like a spinach dip. Is that not the same thing? Is cream spinach maybe just a more spinach forward side dish, whereas spinach dip is a more cheesy version of the same dish? Work with me here. Is that what we're thinking? Because if that's the case, then I do like cream spinach. Because I like a spinach artichoke dip with like a tortilla chip or a pita chip. I'm assuming that's the same thing. A lot of votes for pumpkin pies. My brother's first word was the four-letter F word. The agreement when we got married was he cooks and I clean. It's a great agreement. I do have Wilson grilled chicken. Yeah, I do. Even then, no, that's not true. If somebody else grills it, I accept it. I just botch it every time. I should have grilled it. I take it back. I will eat my own grilled chicken. I will eat everybody else's chicken. Stovetop or baked chicken, even if it's like pan sauteed, pan fried, it's just gross to me. I can't handle it. But I love chicken out. It's just like the one protein I get out. My gosh, there's so many good responses. Thank you guys. I want to make sure that it's not out of context, so I'm trying to read them and obviously not stumble into something that I'm not supposed to say. Yeah, exactly. Fancy paper plates. Glenn, my brother and his wife have a huge family. They use fancy paper plates for easy cleanup, and then you only pots and pans clean. Exactly. I think that's the way to go. Oh, this is really smart. What a cool idea. We throw out a menu. So I think this had to do with how do you host and like not lose your mind, because then you don't want to be making like food for 20 people. You throw out a menu and people pick off what to bring off the list. So a little bit, I did this for this house party I'm going to throw on Friday, which is I made like a spreadsheet, like an RSVP spreadsheet, so people could see who's coming, how many people, and then what to bring. And so I'm hoping that people that are coming can kind of use their two cents and see like what other people are doing. And I actually already saw somebody was just like paper plates. And I was like, yes, thank you. Now I don't have to go out and buy like a Costco bag of that. And because like there's going to be apps and stuff. And like I'm not opposed to somebody bringing like a, oh, I had this left over from my Thanksgiving. Like bring it on. Maybe we'll have like a Thanksgiving leftover buffet or something. That sounds great. I asked my brother-in-law to bring corn casserole. That sounds delicious. Mother-in-law brings green bean casserole, yes, and beer because she can hammer them down. I want to hang out with that lady. Oh, there was this person on Twitter the other day who was like coming after me for how much I reference drinking. It's like 60% serious most of the time, honestly. I know it's kind of just like the persona that I've leaned into. I guess I was doing it too much for that guy. I'm the youngest in my family, so I'm in charge of bringing ice and the jokes. Wait, is that the case? Because my husband and I are both the youngest siblings. You know what? We do bring a lot of jokes. I love all these answers, and I hope people who are listening on the pod are just kind of like feeling hungry about it. Yes, brother's wife baking pies and desserts. Another one making cream spinach, mashed potatoes, and I'm doing the turkey. Wow, it sounds like you're doing a lot. So good luck with that. Oh, buffalo wing dip, great. Okay, considering GMFB Gina might be in. We'll see. We can drag her in here because like the house party, I'm just like in a different part of my house. Am I greater than Taylor Swift? That's quite the question. I have the power. Live earlier works me. I have to work all day anyway. Okay, good to know. Oh, okay. Ain't about the spinach. Torrance, California is the headquarters of I guess that's where it was. I guess was it in Torrance? I thought I knew where Torrance was. Weird. That is the headquarters of King's Hawaiian. Good to know. Yeah, well, obviously raw chicken is gross, but I don't eat that healthy. Trust. Okay, family email. You guys, great answers. And look at that, we're already at 30 minutes. When I'm by myself, I feel a little overexposed of how much you have to listen to me talk. But I really am just very excited for the week. It's gonna be a regular week. Jacko and I will hopefully bring some. Oh, chicken Alfredo soup is Jacko is gonna bring the childhood memories. Oh, fearful of that. On Wednesday, Giselle will be back on Tuesdays as always. And I guess I got to talk to Chris about Friday. I probably could just make him go early. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to put my no breaks thinking cap on because I know Chris. We got to find out how Chris did on his hockey game. He sent me a selfie. Do you want to see? Because Chris, Dad Friday, Chris had a cool professional thing he got to do. Look at, we're like proud siblings up here. Come on, come on, come on. There he is. He's got a headset on, kind of, and there's the rink. And he's got his notes in front of him, not that he needs them. I hope you guys are great. I just can't think of anything else that I want to disclose about Thanksgiving week. My kids are home all week. I'm not going to lose my mind. It's going to be okay. And I think I'm just happy to be home. The travel was fun, but I like this. And I missed you guys too. So, thank you for watching. It was a great setup. Thank you for all the feedback. Yeah, if I don't want Chris to serve a dinner with mushrooms, he hates mushrooms. Little did we know. That was a really fun episode we did on Friday, wasn't it? Okay, somebody cut me off. Somebody cut me off before I get myself in trouble. That's it. Goodbye. She gone. No breaks with Jamie at all. You guys are all fantastic.